opposed? Amen. Please be seated. My dear friends in Christ, on the second Sunday after Easter, this is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And the reason today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday is because of the beautiful imagery that is placed before us in the epistle and the gospel for today. We have placed before us the wonderful image of our Lord as a good shepherd looking after his flock. And it is very fitting title for our Divine Lord, the Good Shepherd, because as the Good Shepherd lays down his life, it is a reminder to us that our Lord laid down his life for our salvation and our redemption. And our Lord continues to be a good shepherd even in our own day through means of our bishops and our priests. These he has given to us to be our shepherds, to be other Christs, and to do the work of Christ in saving souls. And this is one of the reasons why it's so important for you as the laity, as the faithful, to pray for your bishops and priests. Because our bishops and priests need to be willing to expose themselves, even to bodily death, to preserve their sheep from eternal death. They must be willing to make the sacrifices that they are called upon to make in order to save souls, just as Jesus himself sacrificed himself for our sakes. And so it is that we pray, especially today on this Good Shepherd Sunday, for our bishops and our priests. And we know that throughout the history of the Church, there are many wonderful examples of bishops and priests that have laid down their life in the line of duty, so to say. And I think of, first off, St. Charles Borromeo. Now, St. Charles Borromeo was the Archbishop of Milan. But it happened, just like in our own day, that there was a plague that hit the city. It was very terrible, and many of the priests of the city of Milan fled the city in fear. They did not want to come down with the plague. Many of the people fled the city, including many of the priests. And it happened that St. Charles Borromeo was out of this town at the time. He had gone on a trip. But when he came back, the city was ravaged by this plague. And the few city officials that had stayed behind went to St. Charles Borromeo and asked him to please lead them through this crisis. And so it is that St. Charles Borromeo stepped up to the plate and began to assess the situation. He noticed and he saw that, first off, many of the priests had fled the city. He also noticed that the government officials had canceled all public masses and all public services. And St. Charles Borromeo right away said, "This is one of the reasons why God is punishing us, is that we have ceased to be offering public worship to God to spare us of this terrible trial." And so it is that he reinstated the Mass and the public worship, but he also was careful about it. He reinstated, or he put forth certain stipulations to it, to make sure that they were being prudent and to make sure that they were weren't spreading the disease, the plague. One of the things I believe he did was he made sure that there was no holy water in the fonts. He made sure that there were certain precautions that were being taken, just like I said, to be prudent. But the public worship of God was a necessity, and so he made sure that this was the first thing that was done. When he came back and saw the city ravaged, that God was being honored and worshipped publicly by the Mass and by public processions. And then he sent out a letter to the priests that had fled the city. And he wrote a very beautiful letter asking them to remember the Good Shepherd and to remember that we should be willing to lay down our lives for the spiritual good of the faithful. So it is that a good number of the priests that had fled came back and rallied under the direction of St. Charles Borromeo and began to administer to the needs of the faithful and to the needs of those who were in danger of dying. And we know that soon after that the city was, the plague was went away, God had spared the city, and they were able to go back to their normal lives. But very beautiful how St. Charles Borromeo was willing to go into the line of duty, was willing to even lay down his life in the service of God, in the service of the needs of the faithful. I also wanted to mention another priest by the name of Father Thomas Miles. And the reason I wanted to mention this priest is that he's not very well known. that Father Thomas Biles was a convert from Protestantism. And when he converted, he felt a call to devote and to give his life to Almighty God. So it is that he joined the seminary and was ordained a priest. And very beautifully, St. Father Thomas Biles was well known. He was an English priest there in England. He was well known for his love of the poor, for his sermons. And it is that he was asked by his brother, who was living in the United States at the time, to come over and to officiate at his wedding. He was going to be getting married to his brother William. So he was asked, he asked Father Thomas, his brother, to come over and officiate at the wedding. So it is that Father Thomas Biles undertook a journey to America to officiate at his brother's wedding. But it happened that while he was making this journey, that a terrible tragedy happened. Now, Father Thomas Biles was on board the Titanic. We all know what happened to the Titanic. Well, Father Thomas Biles was one of three priests aboard the Titanic. There were many Irish passengers aboard the ship in the third-class cabin. So they were kept pretty busy when they were there upon the Titanic. First thing that these priests did was to ask for space to be set aside for them to offer the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And they were, like I said, assisting to the needs of the faithful. But it was no Sunday, I believe April 15th, 1912, that Father Thomas Biles officiated at the Mass, one of the three Masses there. And during the sermon, he was exhorting the people to have recourse to the sacraments, that the sacraments were our lifeboats, that they were what saved us, that would save us from the rough waters of the ocean that, upon which we are tossed upon. And so he preached during that sermon the necessity of having recourse to the sacraments as lifeboats. But we know what happened that very night. The Titanic struck an iceberg, and we know that it sank, but when it first hit the iceberg, the first thing that Father Thomas Biles did was he was upon the deck praying his breviary when this Titanic struck the iceberg. He went down into the third class cabin, which was the lowest cabin, to assist and to comfort and to console those people who were terrified and were frightened. He came down, consoled them, and he began to lead the rosary. And he led those people from the third-class cabin up to the deck where they were loading the lifeboats. And as they were up there, he began to assist the crew members in loading the lifeboats, the women and the children. Now, it is related by someone who survived the incident that twice Father Thomas Biles was given the opportunity to get upon one of the lifeboats. He was actually begged by one of the crew members was begging Father Thomas Biles to get upon one of the lifeboats. And both times, Father Thomas politely refused, and he began to assist calmly and the women and the children upon the lifeboats. And as the last lifeboat was cast upon the sea, on the ocean, he went to the one side of the deck and began to hear confessions and to give absolution, along with the other two priests. And as the Titanic began to raised higher and higher the stern of the ship. They said that from someone who survived, they saw Father Thomas on top or near the top, and he was leading some prayers. The last thing they saw was Father Thomas Biles giving an absolution as the Titanic sank and slipped into the Atlantic Ocean. But Father Thomas Biles, along with the two other priests, were truly good shepherds. Because what were they most concerned about? First and foremost, the spiritual needs of the people. But then they also assisted in the bodily needs, and they even gave their lives so as for others to be able to live. And that is a beautiful thing, because Father Thomas Biles was truly a martyr in the service of God. And that is what Pope St. Pius X said. When word got back to America that Father Thomas Biles had passed away or died at the Titanic, his brother William and his fiance did not reschedule the planned wedding. They had another priest simply do a simple ceremony and right after the wedding, the ceremony, they went into mourning, into their mourning clothes, and they prepared to assist at a Requiem Mass in honor of Father Biles. But a few years after this incident, William Biles and his wife went to Rome and had a private audience with Pope St. Pius X. And Pope St. Pius X was familiar with Father Biles and what had happened, and he told his brother that he truly was a martyr for the Church. So what a beautiful thing, the good shepherd laying down his life for the faithful. Now another priest I wanted to mention is a priest by the name of Father Aloysius Schmidt. Now Father Aloysius Schmidt was a Navy chaplain who was aboard the USS Oklahoma, the battleship USS Oklahoma, when it was torpedoed at Pearl Harbor. But Father Aloysius Schmidt was the first Navy chaplain to die in World War II. Now, he had just finished St. Mass on Sunday, December 7th, 1941. Father Aloysius had just finished St. Mass when the USS Oklahoma was hit by 9 Japanese torpedoes. And what had happened was that when the battleship was hit, it quickly rolled over and began to capsize, trapping hundreds of men below the deck. So some were able to escape through portholes on the battleship. So Father Aloysius Schmidt was one of the brave men who helped many to escape through these portholes. He began to push men to safety through this small porthole that was in the room that he was in. And after he had made sure that all the men that were in there had gotten out, he was in a small compartment, he made sure everyone was out. He was the last one out. And as he was being pulled out by the men on top, he heard more men coming to the small compartment behind him. So he was halfway through, and he asked and he told the men, "Push me back, there's still men trapped in there." And so they pushed Father back in there, and he continued to assist the men in getting out of the ship. And he died when the ship sank. He was in there still trying to get men out of the danger into safety. But he laid down his life for others so that others could live while trying to save others. So these are just a few of the many examples I wanted to bring up today on this Good Shepherd Sunday of bishops and priests that have laid down their lives in their duty, in the performance of their duty, and how important it is for us today especially to pray for our bishops and our priests. We think about the situation that we've been seeing in our society with the pandemic, with COVID-19, and we pray that our bishops and priests be good shepherds, and I hope that we have been. There have been many extra masses that we've been offering to accommodate for the faithful, for the needs of the faithful. We've been on call every day, all day, so that people can come to confession, receive Holy Communion. We've still been traveling to assist to the spiritual needs, so it is my prayer that we have been true to the good shepherds, and we ask for your prayers that we continue to be so during these difficult times. But on this Good Shepherd Sunday, let us thank the good Lord for the gifts that he has given to us, our bishops and our priests. Pray for them, because they don't have it be. They have a very difficult job, and we pray that they, like I said, remain true to their calling to be good shepherds and to be other Christs and to do the work of Christ in saving the lost sheep. And so it is that we remind ourselves of the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "No greater love than this does a man have than that he lay down his life for his friend." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.